You ever feel like you just wake up at a certain time, you go to work, you tired all day, and stuff that used to be fun is irritating now? Like you used to love to see Lil Johnny and Lil Ray Ray out there hitting baseballs. Look at my baby striking out like he hitting. And now if I see one more baseball bat, if I smell your feet one more time, the thing that you long, God, I can't wait to have children, but if I hear mama one more time, if I hear dad, how much, that costs how much? We going where now? When you lose meaning in life, life can get monotonous. And I want to tell you something today, you matter. Look at your neighbor and say, you matter. No, tell somebody, you matter. Tell them this, you're not selfish for taking care of you. Look at somebody else, say, you're not selfish for taking care of you. One more time, tell them, you are the only you of all time. And you better take care of you, because you'll never get another you. There'll never be another you. So if I were you, I'd take care of you. You are the only you. You have meaning. One of my great authors that I love reading, Dr. Miles Monroe, he says this: God will never begin anything until he's finished. So before God began your life, he ended it. That's called he predestined you. So before you were birthed into this earth, before your mother birthed you, God had a plan and a destiny for your life. He said, I set your end from the beginning. Isaiah 46 and 10 says this, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times that which have not been done, saying my purpose will be established and I will accomplish all my good pleasure. Barbara and Isaiah, and I think Shaylin went and saw this movie called The Avengers. It was 3 hours long. I got out of it. I had a men's retreat to go to. And everybody was posting. They said that I was crying. I saw it the second time and still crying. I was like, Isaiah, why are they crying? He told me why they were crying. And here's the reality is, you will cry unnecessarily if you don't know the end while you're watching something. But if you already know how something's going to work out, you may have some tears along the way, but you're all right because you know at the end we're going to win. Here's the reality is, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I know who's shaped tomorrow. And there's nothing that's going to come my way that me and my God cannot handle. He has already predestined my life. I may shed some tears along the way, but I know that God has already worked things out for my good. I love when they say that even when it doesn't feel like it's working. Even when it doesn't seem like it's working, he's working things out for my good. I know I got you talking to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor it's all good. Tell him again, it's all good. He said, I declare the end from the beginning. This is why you dream. This is why you dream. Jari, can you stand right there? Jari represents the beginning of my life. I represent the end of my life. Dreaming is nothing more than your destiny calling to your current situation. Saying, come on, that's greater than what you are right now. Dreaming is the way that God wakes you up to that. I've already ended your life. It's going to work out for your good. And it's nothing but your destiny saying, hey, I know you feel bad right now, but I'm here at the end. It's going to be okay. It's God's way of saying, you're going to make it. So somebody say, you're going to make it. I feel the preacher coming out this morning. So you can never judge your destiny by your current location. Matter of fact, some of you right now are parked in temporary zones. And God said, that's just a temporary place for you and you can't stay there. He said, destiny is calling your name. That's why you can't settle. That's why you can't sit still, because I got greater than what you can ever imagine. And this is not Miles Monroe. This is Jason Scales. No human being on this earth is a mistake. Your entrance may not have been planned, but your existence was. Every female in this room, I know scientists may argue this, but you were born with every egg that you'll ever have. So before you were born, when you were, as a female, in your body, God put every egg that you'll ever produce. Now how you get that egg here is on you. So you may question, there are people who say, you know, I was never meant to be here anyway. My mama didn't love my daddy. She may have been raped. She may have been molested, or she may have had a one-night stand. I'm not supposed to be here anyway. How you got here may not have been planned. But you were in your mother from the beginning of time, and God makes no mistakes. So I may not have got here how I was supposed to get here, but I'm here, and my existence has meaning. What does that mean for you? You said, no, I had two parents. But anybody find themselves in situations they ain't got no business being in? And the situation may not have been ordained, but I'm ordained. And as long as the hand of God is on my life, I know that God never makes a mistake. God never, never sleeps nor slumbers. He's going to bring me out of where I am. You want to know where I got this from? I got this from a young lady who was throwing fits. They thought she had a demon in her. She didn't have a demon in her. She was grieving. Her mother was gone, and how she was birthed was crazy, and she was living with her mother's boyfriend who had daughters, and they treated her just like she didn't need to be there. She just had to live there. And she said, I don't know why I needed me living, why I shouldn't kill myself. I shouldn't be here in the first place. And in that moment is when the Lord spoke to me and said, Jason, her entrance may not have been planned, but her existence was. And there's somebody in here, you're questioning things in your life. How did I get to this place? I'm not supposed to be here anyway. You like those kids out there in the middle of this little shipwrecked place. I ain't supposed to be here. I made a mistake. Watch this. God may not ordain your situation, but he ordained you. And as long as the hand of God is on your life there, I'm talking to somebody in here. I don't care what you're in, God can get you out of. I don't care what you have, God can heal it. I don't care how broke you are, heaven is not broke, and God can get you out of your situation. Somebody say, get me out, God. Somebody said again, get me out, God. So I am ended before I begin. I'm predestined. I'm not a mistake. But here's the challenge. The richest place on the planet is a cemetery. If your vision dies with you, you failed as a leader. You can think of countless people who were gifted and talented. You feel like they died without living out their purpose. I don't know about you. I don't know when I'm going to go. But when I go, I'm going to die empty. I'm going to rob the grave of my destiny. Because everything God put in me, I'm going to live it out here on the earth. I ain't the smartest. I ain't the most. I ain't the best looking. I ain't whatever, all these things, but I don't care. I'm going to live out what God says is mine. And we give God all these excuses why we can't do what he's called to do, but you got to live every day like it's your last, knowing you're going to get another one. You got to pour yourself out, even when you're tired. There is purpose in your existence. So I'm going to rob the grave of my destiny, and I'm going to die empty. Somebody say, I'm going to die empty. So here's the whole point of today. All of us in this room have this desire to have a fulfilled life of meaning. Meaning means I have purpose. When you have purpose, it gives you a vision. Vision is a picture of a preferred future. And the key to meaning in life, if you feel like you're just spinning your circles, your wheels, my question to you is, do you have a vision? What picture do you have of your life? What do you see of God doing in your life? Life is more than paying bills, because here's the challenge. Many of us have a routine, but we don't have a vision. You know when you're going to get up. You know when you're going to go to work. You know when you're going to go to lunch. Matter of fact, you know this whole week what you're going to eat for lunch. You know how much money you're going to spend. You know when you're going to get home. I got to do this, that, day. That doesn't bring fulfillment unless it's attached to vision. It's graduation. See, how many people here graduated from college here just recently? Look, we got some college graduates over here all over. You know, let's give it up for them. I guarantee you there were times you felt like quitting, but you saw that day. You saw that diploma. You saw that degree and says, I can't quit because I see something greater in front of me. When you don't have a vision, it's easy to quit. When you don't have something you're trying to build, it's easy to throw in the towel. But I want to let you know that God's going to give you a vision for your life, and it brings meaning and fulfillment. So you don't chase provision, you chase vision. Somebody tagged me in this video, and I was studying on this sermon series, and it was a person I spoke at their event they had for my book, and I was trying to figure out why they tagged me, and there's one other person who I don't know who they are in this video, but it's actually of a chicken, and they said that you can put a chicken in like a trance or just a tranquil state by drawing a line in front of it, and God began to speak to me about that, about vision. Can I just watch this. He takes this chicken, and he puts his head to the ground. I got to act like National Geographic, ain't got no music done to it. So he's drawing a line, and watch the body of the chicken. His whole body just relaxes. He is so locked in on that line, he's watch what he does to his leg. Watch this. He took his leg a minute ago and lifted it up. Watch it, here it goes. Chicken is unbothered. I think it's a chicken, whatever it is. But watch what happens when he erases the line. He probably wishes he never did this. When there was nothing for him to focus on, watch what happens. And it took me to this scripture. Proverbs 29 and 18 says, when there is no vision, the people are unrestrained, but happy is he who keeps the law. When you don't have focus, you will say anything, you will do anything, because you don't have anything to live for. But when you do have something to live for, you say, I could cuss you out. I could let you know how I feel, but I'm driven by something greater than my emotions. I am focused on vision. You live an unrestrained life with no meaning when you don't have vision. From this, I got this, that vision brings the following elements. Vision brings peace to focus. There's nothing like peace. I wouldn't trade my peace of mind for nothing. The ability to go to bed at night and be all right. The ability to look myself in the mirror and feel good about myself. The ability not to have to dodge places because I don't want to see this one or do that one. The ability to know that it's all right. The ability to go to bed at night knowing that if I go to sleep and don't wake up, I'm going to be in heaven with my Savior. The ability to know that I don't have all this stuff in my heart where I'm just angry at people. We walk around with people we need to forgive and all this stuff built up. You need the peace of God so you can sleep at night, and so you can focus. When you have peace, you can settle down and see what God is saying in your life. When you have peace, you focus and you say, God, I need you to show me what vision looks like in my life. Wednesday night, they sung this song that they sung earlier. And I'm going to play this video, and I'm going to show you what it looks like when you're looking to God. Watch this and see it this way this time.
God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed.
When you worship, you relax.
Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you.
Watch.
You're where my help comes.
Doesn't matter
from.
What comes.
Give me wisdom. Because you know just what to do.
But watch this. When you take your eyes off Jesus, you can go from, God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. I wish you would. In one moment, you go from St. Mary to Sister Soldier. 1 minute from, oh, I look to you. Jesus, you're where my help come from. And you get one text. You better be glad I'm sitting in church when I get home. One moment it can change, and it's all focus. But at some point in your life, you're going to say, trouble may come, it don't last always. You're not going to get my attention. My eyes are fixed on Jesus, and I've got a vision greater than this mess, greater than this drama that Satan brings at me. Is anybody in this place to say, listen, I'm too focused to come down? People, I don't care what she got on. I don't care who she dating. I don't care where he went. I don't care what they driving. I don't care what they said. I am so focused on Jesus that I don't have time for mess. Is anybody here to say you at a point in your life where you too old for drama? You too old for mess? You said, listen, I done been past that. I probably should have never went through that stage. But I'm at a point and a place in life where my peace of mind is worth more than dumb stuff. I want you to be so hungry when you leave here that you're locked in on vision. I got too much debt to be fussing with you. I got to come out of this. I got too much vision inside of me to focus on stupid stuff. I'm locked into something greater. I love watching people, particularly when they go back to school at a season in life. When you say, listen, I probably should have went when I was younger. But when you see adult learners go back, I love to see how they lock in and block out all this other stuff. And say, listen, it's about, I may have to eat bologna and cheese sandwiches all week long, but I see the finish line. Is there anybody in here who said, I may have to struggle for a season, but this ain't going to be forever? I want to encourage somebody that's in their struggling season right now to let you know that it's going to be all right. It's going to be worth the fight. It's going to be worth the struggle. You just hang on in there. I see you in the future, and you look much better than you look right now. But I want you to lock into something. When you're locked in, you lose yourself in the moment. You lose yourself in, I don't care what's going on around me. I got a vision for my life. Not only does vision bring the peace to focus, and now I have meaning, but it also brings this supernatural boldness. It brings you this boldness, and this boldness comes from a place inside of you. It said, without vision, people cast off restraint. But it says, happy is he who keepeth the law. Look at your neighbor and say, are you happy? trust. I said, you happy? And I know some of you in church, Reverend, happiness is not spiritual. We're supposed to have the joy of the Lord. Happiness is based off what happens. I got the joy of the Lord. You got the joy of the Lord, but you look like hell. I want to know, have you made a decision that regardless of what's going on in my life, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be like a room without a roof. I don't have to have everything I need. I am happy in Jesus. Somebody, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, then your face should surely show it. So somebody smile and say, I am happy. Yeah, you look much better when you smile. Walking in here, frown will go through written on your forehead. You are anointed to smile and live through what you're going through. Why am I so bold? I am so bold because there's something at stake. What's at stake? I can't stay here. I can't stay in debt. I can't stay miserable. I can't stay in this toxic situation. If I stay here, I'm going to lose it. If I stay here, you better be careful being around me. Anybody ever been in that situation? Be like, listen, I hope the wrong person don't cross me today. That's a bad place to be in. Yeah, don't push me because I'm close to the edge. Trying not to lose my head. But boldness says I can't stay here. But it says I can go there. But here's the challenge. To get from here to there, it's going to cost me some money. It's going to cost me some sacrifice. And Satan is telling me, you don't have the money. You don't have the time. You're too old. You've messed up too much. You don't have the boldness to do this. But I'm telling you, you don't have to have it. You just have to have vision. And when you have vision, God will give you what you need to get from here to there. And for many of us, it's just taking a step of boldness. I want to challenge some of you in this season. Boldness is going to come over you. And there's some stuff that you used to tolerate that you ain't going to tolerate no more. There's some people that used to bring you some mess that you're going to cut off in your life and say, I don't have time for this. There's some stuff you're going to cut off even in your own life. You're going to check yourself and say, uh-uh, not today. You are better than this. Why? Because I can't. Somebody say, I can't stay here. Am I talking to anybody in life that say they reach a point where say, I can't stay where I am? I've been here long enough. I have got to go there. When you make a decision, you say, listen, if it takes me a couple years, I got to come out of debt. If it takes me some moments, I got to get back in that place with God. I don't care what, I got to cut off this toxic stuff. I don't care who I got to address. They may cut a fool and not speak to me for 6 months, but I got to deal with this. I can't walk on eggshells for the rest of my life wondering what's going to happen. I got to deal with, can I talk to some people in here that say there's some stuff that I need to deal with to get from here to there. If that's you, I want you to lift your hands right now. Father, I pray a boldness over your life. That you will address things, that you will move forward in a way that you never imagined. And I got good news for you. It's not as tough as it seems. It's going to be easier than what you ever imagined. God's going to speed up your pace. He's going to do some things you didn't imagine you were going to do. I declare that boldness over your life and supernatural favor, and things move at the pace of faith. In Jesus' name, amen. If you believe it, put those hands together. God's going to give you the peace to focus, and I'm almost finished. He's going to give you the boldness, I'm telling you, to go from here to there. And the last thing, here's what's going to happen. When you get vision, you're going to quit chasing provision. You're going to quit chasing money. You're going to quit chasing people. You're going to quit chasing opportunity. There is no meaning in life when you always running up behind something. When you getting up, the stuff you chasing, you are never going to catch. And if you do catch it, ain't going to be enough for what you want. Because half of us chase the wrong things. Anybody ever caught something, ever chased it and caught it down, and when you got it, you're like, this ain't really what I wanted in the first place. I just got to see if I could get it. But I want to let you know that God said, I'm going to turn the search. Well, the thing that you are chasing, it's going to start chasing you. When you get vision, God's going to give you provision. Do you know where vision is, where we get the word see? God said, I'm going to give you provision, meaning I before saw everything you're going to need before you get in a situation. So while you're facing vision, I've already provided for you. I'm going to give you everything that you need. Your husband, your wife is when you get vision. They're going to be on the same path. All the money that you're looking for, instead of you chasing a dollar is going to chase you. Instead of you chasing opportunities and beating down doors and degrading yourself, God said, if you figure out who you are and where I'm taking you, I'm going to open up doors greater than what you ever imagined. I'm going to deal with your past credit. I'm going to deal with your past issues. Because when you are in faith, you pray different. Why? Because I have something at stake. I got to get from here to there, and there is my vision. And God said, I'm going to give you the grace, the patience, everything that you need so that you're not chasing stuff. Can I tell you something? When you're chasing after things, you will degrade yourself. You will put yourself in situations that you ain't got no business. You'll fall in love with a fool, run around after a fool, hide behind bushes, chasing a fool. I'm serious. You'll find yourself going off on people that you ain't got no business even in conversation with. You're not better than anybody, but they're going in different directions. You're trying to go here, and they're there, and you'll find yourself in a place you ain't got no business being. I want to tell you something. There's a peace that God's going to give you when you get vision. It's better than any weed. Is it better than anything that you can smoke? It's better than, I'm serious. It's better than getting drunk. How much a bag of weed costs these? I'm just playing. You'll save you some money. I'm serious. Time? Some of y'all looking like, you may be in here and sell weed. I'm going to tell you, you can sell something else. Same gift, different product. I'm telling you, God's going to change your search. And the thing you're searching for are going to start looking for you. When you have meaning in life. Stand to your feet. I lost y'all with weed right there. Bow your head, if you don't mind. Hey, I got two appeals today. The first appeal is this. You may be in a place where you've given God your career. You've given God your family. You may even given God your financial means. And you're working the principles of God, and they're working pretty good. But I got a question for you. Have you given him your heart? Rather than just having the gifts, God said, I want to give you me, the giver. You're in here today and you've not surrendered your heart to God and made him the Lord of your life. And he said, I want to give you a vision. I want to give you meaning more than what you ever imagined. If you're in here today and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I just want you to slip your hands up. I want to lead you to the Lord in here. If you had bowed every eye closed. God bless you. Here's my second prayer. If you're at a place in life where you say, I cannot stay here, I got to go there. There is the vision that God has given me. And I need the boldness. I need the peace. Hallelujah. I need the provision to get from here to there. I want you to slip both of your hands up in this place. There's meaning that's coming over your life, and God's going to clarify it for you. With your hands lifted, you're going to receive peace. You're going to be able to look yourself in the mirror. You're not going to do anything shady to get there. You're going to be bold. You're going to be confident. Not only that, you're going to get an anointing to focus and be bold. You're going to declare the goodness of the Lord. You're going to speak the end from the beginning. Instead of saying, I can't take this, you're going to say, I got, devil, is that all you got? I got much more in me. And God's going to give you the provision that you need. God's going to help you fix your credit. God's going to remove every, he's going to give you the resources. All you got to have is vision, and God's going to send you to provision. Father, I thank you now for meaning. I thank you for peace. I thank you for boldness. I thank you for provision. It's going to show up in our lives, not because we're selfish, but because we're doing it for you. I am yours. I'm not a mistake. My life has meaning. I matter to you. So I am solely focused on you, blocking everything out. I'm willing to sacrifice and do what I need to do. Show up in my life and release your favor now in the name of Jesus. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to begin to open your mouth and worship God right now in this moment. Come on, I want you to begin to talk to God. Something's happening. Something's moving in this place. Something's working on your favor. Something's working on your behalf. In the name, online, you're watching now. I dare you, wherever you are, if you're driving, keep your hands on the wheel. But if you are in your somewhere where you're just not mobile, where you're stationary, lift your hands. Wherever you are, I want you to worship God. Ask God, show me what you're doing in my life. Make it make sense. Why the struggle? Why the strain? Why the pressure? What are you working in my life? Come on, worship him right now in the name of Jesus. Something's moving in your life. I declare your best days are ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Something's moving for you. You have meaning. You have a purpose. In the name of Jesus. In the name, make the struggle worth it right now. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you now. Now I need you to take your voice up a little bit and open your mouth and bless him. Come on, open your mouth. Come on, declare his goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you right now. Somebody, you need this. You need this moment. Come on. Bless him now. Come on, just worship him for a moment. Come on. Thank you right now, Jesus. Come on, bless him right now. In the name of Jesus. God, we honor you. God, we bless you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Do me a favor. Just go hug two people and tell them this. You matter, and it's all good.